Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
We've talked before about some of the nuances of eavesdropping and wiretapping. What we're talking about is whether or not you can record a conversation and whether or not you need the permission of someone else in the conversation, or if you're part of it, if you can record it without anybody else's permission, or if you're not a part of it, if you can record it. And these are the different laws that come in here. And Josh sent me a note, it's Steve Checkenstorff from Pennsylvania. University students' wiretapping conviction, social media posting ban, upheld for illegally recording a professor. So the story's from PennLive.com. Matt Miller wrote it. And here we're talking about wiretapping, but that's, of course, a nickname for a statute that talks about eavesdropping as well. A Pennsylvania university student said he was graded unfairly because of his political views. He was rightly convicted of illegally recording a conversation with a professor. The state appeals court panel in Pennsylvania has concluded. The Superior Court judges also found that a county judge had the authority to bar him from posting anything on the internet or social media regarding Indiana University of Pennsylvania mathematics professor during the 7 years he must serve on probation. Investigators said that the student harassed the professor online because he believed she had given him poor grades due to his political beliefs. That harassment began after the student, who's now 24, secretly recorded a conversation he had with the professor in her office on campus in February of 2019, according to the police. 6 months later, the professor began receiving threats after an article portraying the student as the victim of a liberal professor appeared in a conservative journal that focuses on higher education. Judge Judith Ferenc Olson noted in the Superior Court's opinion denying the student's appeal of his conviction that that's what the facts were. That article listed the professor's home address. So the student continued to target the professor via posts, tweets, TikTok videos, and a GoFundMe page, according to prosecutors. His case was also mentioned on some national television and radio shows. On appeal, the student argued that his recording conviction was improper because the professor had no right to expect privacy during a conversation in her office. And that is the argument you often hear. How, if you have no expectation of privacy, I can record you. So the judge noted that the student had hidden a camera that recorded audio in a backpack when he went into the professor's office. He did not tell the professor until nearly the end of the conversation. And the professor then told him she did not consent to his recording. So she said specifically, I do not consent to your recording. Under Pennsylvania law, all parties must consent to the recording of any conversation in a non-public place unless a court has sanctioned a surreptitious recording via a warrant of some sort. So Pennsylvania is an all-party consent state, meaning that if there's a conversation being recorded, all the parties to the conversation must have consented, and that's if it's in a non-public place. So in upholding the conviction, the judge concluded that the professor possessed an objectively reasonable expectation of privacy and non-interception during a private office conversation with a student ostensibly intended to review the student's class performance and final grade. And I think most people would agree that when you go into a professor's office and have a conversation with them about your grades, that is a private conversation. And for those of you who think I'm just making stuff up, I should point out that besides being an attorney, I also taught for 10 years. And during those times, I had to have office hours where I met with students. And a student would come in, I would close the door, talk to the student, and then when they're done, they'd get up and leave. Those conversations were considered private because we were discussing matters that were specific to that student, and that is definitely private. The judge also found that the senior judge had the authority to bar the student from posting anything online about that professor during the term of his probation. The student argued that that prohibition violated his right to free speech. So the judge wrote, this special condition is limited to the time period during which the student serves his criminal sentence. During that time, he may continue to speak out about unfair grading systems, political bias, or any other topic on the internet or social media, so long as he does not include information about the victim, in this case, who is the professor. Moreover, it does not limit the student from speaking about the professor in any other offline forum. The conditions on that probation are valid, the judge wrote. So, to summarize, the student was upset with how he was graded in a particular class. He apparently believed he was getting grades that were not fair because they were lower than what he should have gotten for the work he turned in, and he thought it was a political bias. So he went to speak to the professor and apparently had a GoPro camera, which records sound, in a backpack, didn't disclose that it was there until the end of the conversation. By the way, this conversation has been recorded. The professor said, I do not consent to that recording. Pennsylvania is a two-party consent state, and apparently charges were filed, a conviction was had, and part of the conviction terms of the punishment were he's got to stay off social media when it comes to talking about that specific professor for a period of time. And so he appealed it apparently on two grounds. One is that that statute was misapplied or that the statute was unfair, and that he should be allowed to continue talking, in essence, during the terms of his probation. And the court said, number one, that the office was private. And that, to me, is a weak argument to say there's no expectation of privacy in an office setting when you go in to speak to a professor about your grades. I find it hard to believe that that argument was actually made with a real straight face. But number two, a lot of people get upset with probationary terms of probation, where a judge will say, you're going to be on probation, and during your probation, you can't do the following things. And they list things that normally would be legal. And the best example I can give you is I know a lot of people who've been convicted of drunk driving who are told you can't drink alcohol for 30 days or 60 days or 90 days. And I've had clients of mine who said, that's unfair. I'm an adult. I should be allowed to drink. Yeah, you have to understand that probation is at the judge's discretion. Judge could throw you in jail. And so I have a lot of people say, but that's like not even a fair offer. Well, no, the judge can throw you in jail. Would you rather go to jail? Or do you want to take these terms? And if you wanted to, you could say, I'll go to jail instead. Guess what? You can't drink in jail either. But more importantly, I tell my clients, I say, here's the deal. You should be able to stop drinking for 30 days or 60 days or whatever it is. You should be able to do that. If you can't do that, you might have a problem, which is kind of the point the judge is trying to make. The judge is actually testing you to see if you've got a problem. And you will know at the end of those 30 days or 60 days or 90 days whether or not you've got a problem. So can a judge tell somebody during the term of probation, you cannot go onto social media and talk about this person? And you'll notice that it was couched in here somewhere that the professor was the victim. And I have heard of many cases where judges have told defendants who've been convicted where there is a victim that you must avoid contact with the victim for some period of time. That is a common element of probation. So in this case, there was evidence apparently that people were harassing this professor, and it wasn't being made any better by the fact that he was going on the social media sites and stirring it up. At least that's the allegation that the courts addressed. So the court upheld both the conviction for wiretapping and the ban on social media for a period of time during the probation. As they pointed out, he is free to speak all he wants. So he has not been completely muzzled here. He has the right to free speech, absolutely. The court has just simply said there's one particular manner in which you cannot speak, and that is online. You can, however, get a bullhorn and go stand in the corner and speak all you want, or you can go out and give talks all you want, but you simply cannot do it on the internet. So it's an interesting story. It addresses wiretapping convictions. Matt Miller wrote it for PennLive.com. Josh sent it. Thanks a lot. Pennsylvania University students wiretapping conviction. Social media posting ban upheld for illegally recording a professor. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Everyone smiles in the same language.